les émissions des quartiers.
Pour un outil dédié aux habitants.
On m'a formé comme journaliste.
La radio part à votre rencontre.
À Ivry, il se passe des choses qui sont positives. Et juste, c'est juste pour en parler. Une radio, je pense que ça doit servir à ça.
Un espace d'expression complètement libre où chacun peut intervenir.
C'est aussi des rencontres, des échanges avec les jeunes, les moins jeunes.
Il faut parler ensemble, quoi. Faut y aller, faut dire toutes ces choses. C'est peut-être un peu ridicule, mais c'est ce qui fait la vie ensemble.
Les émissions des quartiers
sur Principe Actif.
Bonjour, chers auditeurs. Nous sommes les élèves du micro-lycée d'Aristide Briand, à savoir Jean-Luc, Adrien, Angélique, Marine, Lucilia. Le mercredi 20 janvier 2016, nous avons interviewé les trois basketteurs américains de l'ALM Évreux, dont Joe Burton, Drake Reed et Bob Walker. On vous propose d'écouter cet échange.
The American Dream?
Yes, the American Dream.
Still exists.
Oh. Le rêve américain existe-t-il encore?
Anymore. Used to, but nowadays, I mean, people come for better opportunity, but it's not looking too good. I mean, a lot of people can't even find jobs in the U.S. anymore. So, I mean, as a student, maybe, yeah. But not. I mean, because a student, you got other opportunities. You go to school. Like my buddy, graduated
non, ça n'existe plus. L'avenir n'est pas très optimiste. Peut-être que ça existe que pour les étudiants. Mais mon ami qui est diplômé en sociologie à l'université travaille à McDonald's.
But no one's like really hiring anywhere, so okay. It's kind of tough.
Okay.
So yeah.
I just wanted you to ask it because you're Native Indian.
Yeah.
Right.
Native American, yeah.
Native American. So tell me, how comes that you were in a reservation and
vous êtes issu d'une tribu indienne. Comment avez-vous réussi à sortir du territoire de la réserve?
Because the government took our land and put us on reservations and yeah, I was born and raised on the Saboba Indian Reservation in Southern California, and I picked up basketball. There's a lot of crime where I was from, and a lot of people on drugs, and in my community, there's a lot of alcoholism. And yeah, so my family, my grandpa, put a basketball in my hand, and yeah, I got out of there. Went to school, went to Oregon State to play 4 years of basketball, and then after that, went to Denmark my first year, second year went to Holland, and now I'm here in France playing basketball. Living the dream.
Je suis né dans une réserve dans le sud de la Californie. On reniait la délinquance, drogue et alcool. Mon grand-père m'a mis un ballon de basket dans les mains. C'est comme ça que j'ai pu m'en sortir grâce au basket et à l'université.
I say Native American, or I say Indian, but when I'm around my native community, I say Indian, they know what we're talking about. But indigenous, that's what, indigenous people, that's what basically, it's like all around thing, so, yeah.
In French, when you say indigène, it's a pejorative, it's not very positive.
Oh, it's derogatory when
yeah,
you guys
it
say
is.
It?
In France, it is.
Oh, yeah.
In
well,
France, it is.
Oh, well, in the States, it's not derogatory.
It's not.
No.
Right.
No, but there's all those different standards for, yeah. Obviously.
Which tribe are you from?
Liceño.
Liceño?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm part Liceño, Serrano, and Paiute. So.
How do you spell it, Liceño?
L-U-I-S-E-N-O.
Okay. And does your tribe still respect the traditions, the Indian traditions, or not?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Votre tribu respecte-t-elle toujours les traditions?
We have elders that's been there. I think our oldest elder is probably 94. And yeah, and we also have people that pass down traditions.
Okay.
So when she passes away, her children and her children's children are going to know the traditions.
Oui, les anciens transmettent les traditions aux plus jeunes. Quand les anciens meurent, c'est aux enfants de transmettre aux petits-enfants.
Still true with the young generations today.
Cela est-il toujours vrai pour les jeunes générations aujourd'hui?
Yeah, we're Well, I can't really say for other reservations, but for my reservation in general, yeah, we do keep the traditions, and we do teach our
Je ne sais pas pour les autres de ma, pour les autres réserves, mais pour la mienne, les traditions se transmettent de génération en génération. Ouais.
So what is their view on the American society, on the white American society today?
Quel est le point de vue des Indiens sur la société blanche américaine?
It's really in school. Okay, so in school, for my history class, my high school, I knew about Native American history and all that stuff before I even went to school. And then our high school for American history, it was Christopher Columbus founded the new land.
Okay.
And then that was it. It didn't say nothing about Native Americans. And I think our society is, I guess, blinded, getting lied to about the true history of what happened. And it wasn't so in college is when it really escalated and the truth came out. So I think high school is a fraud in a way for history.
Nous apprenons que Christophe Colomb a découvert l'Amérique, mais que personne ne parle des Indiens. Le système scolaire ment sur la véritable histoire. Ce n'est qu'à l'université que certaines choses apparaissent.
Mm-hmm. Is it the same with the black community in the U.S.?
As far as what?
Does the white Americans know?
Est-ce que les blancs américains connaissent l'histoire noire américaine?
No, they do. They're blind by it. That's what I feel.
It depends which history you're talking about. You talking about the American black history or? Of black
from
people
black,
just in general.
From the black point of view, right? Because generally in history you learn about the white.
Que vous êtes-vous appris sur l'histoire des noirs?
I mean, it really just depends where you at with it. A lot of times, like I can remember in school when I was a kid, in 9 or 10 years old, and they're teaching you the history of the U.S. and it might be one paragraph about Martin Luther King Jr. and that's it. You know, the rest of it is like you was brought over as a slave. So it's like when you 9 or 10, that's pretty much what you think about yourself. So it's pretty rough.
À l'âge de 9 ans ou 10 ans à l'école, on apprend que Martin Luther King et que les Noirs étaient descendants d'esclaves à 9 ou 10 ans, c'est dur à avaler.
You know, Nigeria, Senegal, and they knew their history, they knew their tribes, and they knew how they came to Europe. It's when I realized, it's like, man, you know, it's a lot that we don't know.
Right. Now, what is the position? Yes?
I think it's kind of like what Joe was saying. When I was in high school, our books just taught us what they wanted to teach us. Okay. They didn't really teach us what actually happened, and they didn't teach things from African Americans' point of view. So when you get the information and you learn it, you just learn it from this person's point of view, whoever it was. So now when you say about when we speak about history, this is just my opinion. We didn't really learn about we learned history, but we didn't learn about Black American history as much as we should have. Because there were some good Black American inventors and different things like that. And like Drake said, only thing, you know, when I was in high school, the only thing we learned about was we were slaves and we was brought here. But we never, there was a few classes. And matter of fact, I think my last year of high school, my high school personally, it was his first year of teaching African American history. So it was behind.
À l'école, on m'apprend ce qu'il y a dans les livres. On m'apprend le point de vue des blancs.
I was in other classes, so I didn't have a chance to enroll in the African American history class. So I think, like Joe said, now things are kind of turning around, and you're learning the full history and not just history from one point of view, which I was taught when I was in high school. So as far as history, I don't really know because I'm not taking a history class, so I wouldn't know what's being taught, but I just know the curriculum is different now from 15 years ago when I was in high school. So.
And now it's harder to hire information with like YouTube and you have Google and stuff. So if you want to find that information, you can find it on your own. But as far as it being taught in school, that's not really part of the curriculum. I actually, when I came to Europe and I started talking to kids, no matter what their nationality was, that was 14 or 15, they were telling me things about American history that I didn't even know. And I was like, man, I was 24, 25 years old.
Maintenant, c'est plus dur de cacher la vérité grâce à YouTube et Google.
You know that? You know, so that's when I was like, man, you know, what traveling has done for, I'm sure, all of us, is just open our eyes to a lot more truth.
Oh yes, dig flow, all right. Yeah. For those of y'all waiting for hip hop, she's here. The hot shit, I start a track with her. Get acrobatic with this rap shit. Fuck around, might even pull a backflip. Been at this since the days of John the Baptist. My water rapid, pull a hip hop out the casket. These fascists, casket on tracks and couldn't rap. Gifts, my praxis, naughty the head of Johnny Mathis. Dramatic to the flow, my prose and closed caption. For breakfast, my crunch be like I oppose the captain. Soul of the track, they flash back like old Gladys. Night falls, I transport y'all to Paris. Spit fire, fire from a bloodline of dragons. Call a cap quick and get that ass on the wagon. Passion of the cool, sometimes get pornographic. Ride a track so hard, man, the verse some Viagra. Set the verse some Viagra, cause it's hot, 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 hot shit. Don't be much, you know the shit hot. Wondering what's the combination to my dreadlock, dreadlock. Females, I'm so hip hop. I was born with a limp on the stage when the beat dropped. Don't be much, you know the shit hot. Wondering what's the combination to my dreadlock, dreadlock. Females, I'm so hip hop. I was born with a limp on the stage when the beat dropped. Look here, so competitive, my flow ran for president. For Helen Keller kids, I'm hip-hop Ian Sullivan. Thought traveling, walk with the woman Mary Magdalene. Plus cool rhymes been canonized by the Vatican. Hood Samaritan, each paragraph come after them. What's happened to sit? Excuse me miss, I'm not having it. Who won challenge? This nuff came and left the battle quicker. So my game remained the same while the balance ship immaculate conceived. My blood beams are morphemes. I cause dreams to rearrange the way it all seems, to rearrange the way it all seems, cause it's hot, 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 hot. Don't be much, you know the shit hot. Wondering what's the combination to my dreadlock, dreadlock. For females, I'm so hip hop. I was born with a limp on the stage when the beat dropped. Don't be much, you know the shit hot. Wondering what's the combination to my dreadlock, dreadlock. For females, I'm so hip hop. I was born with a limp on the stage when the beat dropped. On the regular, I surpassed law instead. The same old, I dig flow beyond measures. The rhyme 09, gorgeous lady, your wrestlers back to sever the laws. The Lork tribes are built above the way my flow creeps through streets towards competitors. Words gangster, walk heat, scorch the heads of the crowd. My thoughts shake, rearrange the seconds of time. That's why not a sound boy get next to her. Cool off the record, huh? Look, let me tell you, bruh, my whole life a page from the law scrolls of Yeshua. Eat your presence up for your tongue, carve a metaphor. The best of the cool, old school boo, you better register. I'm back. Don't be much, you know the shit hot. Wondering what's the combination to my dreadlock, dreadlock. For females, I'm so hip hop. I was born with a limp on the stage when the beat dropped. Don't be much, you know the shit hot. Wondering what's the combination to my dreadlock, dreadlock. For females, I'm so hip hop. I was born with a limp on the stage when the beat dropped.
The B girl stand. Warned you, showed you, you didn't hear. Devilish and
we not taking no shorts no more.
I play my enemies like a game of chess.
Yo, you wanna bang that, knock that, pump that, blast that, crank that, bump that. I know you wanna bang that, knock that, pump that, blast that, crank that, bump that. I know you wanna bang that, knock that, pump that, blast that, crank that, bump that. And I know you wanna bang that, knock that, pump that, blast that, crank that, bump that.
Get acrobatic, get acrobatic with this rap shit. Oh yes. Around might even pull a backflip.
back. Back for the, oh yes, yes, yes.
My last question, what do you think of President Obama?
I wish he could be the president the rest of my life.
Que pensez-vous du président Obama?
Yeah, I think he's done a great job. I think people, I think, I don't want to get too political, but I think people don't really understand how hard it is for change from one man.
Yeah.
They don't understand that it takes time, and they don't understand that it's people opposing what he wants to do to help America. So as much as they say, oh, well, he didn't do anything, no, it's not that easy. It takes time. And, you know, it's different things that ignorant people in America, I think that's a real problem in America right now, is there's a lot of ignorant people that don't understand that it's not about race or this, that. It's just about American people as a whole. And that's mostly what he's been looking out for.
J'aimerais qu'il reste président toute ma vie. Les citoyens ne comprennent pas ce qu'il fait pour aider les Américains, car ils ne s'informent pas.
Because
who do you think is going to be the next president?
Selon vous, qui sera le prochain président?
We just had Obama be the president, and so he was the first African American president. Now you're talking about maybe Donald Trump getting it. Only stuff like that only happens in America, I guess. Yeah. Then you're talking about Hillary Clinton is running, who will be the first woman if she makes it. So it's so many variables. And then you have to look at it. We have a two-part system as far as voting. So you have the popular vote, you know, which helps to the electorals decide which way to go on their vote. So it's really difficult to say, especially with the pop culture that we have nowadays. I mean, Donald Trump, he basically says a lot of the things that people will only say behind closed doors. So that's what's really boosting him up right now. But you also have to take in consideration that's the popular, the popular vote, and they don't have the final say. The electoral votes are the final say. So a lot of that's going to depend on who controls the country as far as banks. You know, financially, as well as the other, you know, we have a lot of checks and balances.
C'est dur de savoir, car Obama est le premier président afro-américain. Il faut prendre beaucoup de facteurs. Il faut prendre en compte la culture populaire et la non-populaire. Mais il faut prendre en compte aussi le système électoral.
Where did you study?
In college or
où avez-vous étudié et qu'avez-vous étudié?
Oh, okay. I went to Austin Peay State University, and I studied broadcast media, which is mass communications. So my major was about.
J'ai étudié en journalisme et communication. En matière principale, j'ai étudié le journalisme sportif.
And my minor was general business. So basically, how to run your own business.
En option, j'ai pris une matière qui m'apprend à diriger une affaire.
I went to Oregon State University and I majored in ethnic studies, focused in Native American history. It's basically like a sociology degree. And so basically I can become what I want to do after basketball is be a public speaker and talk to different reservations and talk about school, education, and no, don't do drugs, don't drink, and so basically I just want to be a public speaker.
Il a un diplôme de sociologie. il voudrait être conférencier pour aider les jeunes indiens des réserves, et les sortir de la délinquance, la drogue et l'alcool.
My major was sports marketing, medicine, and science, and right now I'm actually.
Mes matières principales, sport, marketing, médecin et sciences.
Some question about the policy of gun in America. What do you think about that?
Just
yes. En fait, I want to know and
are you for or against?
Yes.
You should be able to carry a firearm.
Êtes-vous pour les armes?
You know, because the reality of where we live is that, for instance, you could be home and it'd be 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and someone comes in your home with a weapon. Well, if you don't have a weapon and they shoot you, you could fight it as hard as you want. You could try to talk them down. But if their intent is to kill you or to hurt you in any way, and they have a weapon and you don't, then it's over for you and your family. There's a lot of situations where there are unarmed people, and people who are going to do some bad things, they're going to find access to weapons. You know, so that leaves everyone else who is a civilian, your life is in jeopardy at any time. And people will say how wrong it is and how messed up it is that somebody would do something like that. But the reality is half the people in life are good and the other half are not so good. So and even if you look at certain people that do want to harm you, you know, or they're in dire situations. If you don't have any, that person might be robbing you because they're starving. You know, so in their eyes, they might be think that they're doing the right thing.
À cause de l'environnement dans lequel on vit. Sans armes, on est en danger, nous et notre famille.
Well, I'm with a different situation because my reservation, we have like our own jurisdiction, our own law, our own government basically. And I grew up around firearms. I mean, in the middle of the night, you can just hear a gun go off, you know, in the air. And
are the guns allowed in the reservation?
Oh yeah, of course, yeah. There's, I mean, the policemen, the sheriffs, they can't come on our land, so it's basically we're our own sovereign nation, so we're governed our own. And so I was brought up with firearms, and I shot my first handgun when I was 7. Shot my first rifle when I was 8. So, I mean, it's good to have firearms for protection, but some people use it for different. I mean, so I'm kind of 50. I mean, I kind of 50-50 with it, but I feel like you should have a right to have a weapon on you just for protection.
Tu es avec les armes à feu et les feux pour y partir à n'importe quel moment. J'ai tiré pour la première fois à 7 ans et avec un fusil à 8 ans. Je veux une arme pour me protéger.
Si vous deviez changer une chose en Amérique, que changeriez-vous?
Just one thing, nada, many, I don't know, but just one.
No racism.
No racism?
Yeah, I think, but that goes across the board, anywhere.
Yeah.
Mettre fin au racisme et aux discriminations.
I would say some improvements in the educational system. You know, I think we should be taught how to own a business and work for a business at the same time, because depending on what options you have after school, it's a lot of our friends that have master's degrees that can't find work. And it's like if we were taught the skills on how to own business, especially in the capitalist society that we live in, we would be able to start our own businesses and then employ our own people as well. So everyone will be able to benefit. And I think our generation has basically been taught just to work for other people, which is not a bad thing, but
j'aimerais qu'on nous apprenne à gérer un business, une affaire, surtout dans la société capitaliste. Nous pourrions ainsi employer les gens de notre communauté et tout le monde pourrait en profiter.
Sylvain Grandcaire, assistant coach d'Evreux.
Et ça fait combien de temps que vous êtes dans ce métier?
Ça fait 10 ans, mais moi j'ai commencé ici à Evreux à l'âge de 7 ans et demi.
7 ans et demi?
De 7 ans et demi. J'étais le plus jeune du département à jouer ici à Evreux. Et j'ai fait ma carrière jusqu'à 18 ans. Et à 18 ans, je suis parti pour jouer en Pro. J'étais international Benjamin, Limpédier Junior, militaire. Tout à la sélection de l'école de France.
D'accord.
Et je suis revenu là ici en 91. Travailler comme éducateur et ça fait 9-10 ans que je suis ici comme assistant.
Alors, pour bien comprendre le rôle d'un assistant, alors d'assistant en
coach, je suis l'assistant de Laurent Puvis. Mmh. Je sais pas si vous avez vu des matchs sur Canal Plus, Sport Plus et tout. Laurent Puvis, il commentait ces matchs-là, donc c'est lui l'entraîneur. Et moi, je suis donc assistant, ça consiste à faire tout ce qui est vidéo et puis faire les systèmes de jeu, voilà, et puis préparer les matchs avec l'entraîneur. et puis de préparer les déplacements, tout ce qui est hôtel et nourriture.
D'accord. Et comment ça se déroule pour les sélections, si vous savez? Alors, comment procéder? Vous contactez les joueurs par mail, par un...
Non, ça, c'est le coach qui s'en occupe plus. Les Américains, ils ont tous des agents. Mm-hmm. Tous les joueurs français ont des agents. Donc, il y en a qui sont sur le marché, qui sont pas sur le marché, c'est comme ça se passe. Puis après, il faut voir au point de vue budget, financier, si on peut prendre des joueurs. Ou...
Et vous jouez dans tout le monde ou qu'en France?
Non, on joue en France.
D'accord.
On joue là, on va à Marseille, on va dans le Nord, beaucoup dans le Nord, on va à Nantes, on va à Rouen, dans le Lyonnais, voilà.
Et vous comptez faire un mondial ou...
Non, j'ai juste un championnat de France.
Championnat de France, c'est tout.
Il y a 18 équipes en Pro B, ouais. Voilà. C'est tout.
D'accord.
Donc c'est que français.
Il faut qu'on descende les deux familles ou pas?
Ouais, bon, un seul, comme vous voulez.
Un seul.
De toute façon, ils ne sont pas 50.
Ouais. Bah, je sais pas, on fait une deuxième panier ou c'est bon là?
Non, un seul, ça suffit.
Donc voilà, c'est bon, pas quand il va.
Là, vous faites deux équipes, tu fais deux équipes. Et vous faites des concours de shoot.
Et pareil comme pour les joueurs, alors qu'est-ce qui vous a poussé à choisir le basket et...
Parce que mes frères, moi je suis des Vroux, mes parents habitent juste en face, hein. J'ai juste la route à traverser. Le gymnase Jean Moulin est à côté, je ne sais pas si vous connaissez.
Oui, oui.
Donc mes frères, j'ai trois frères, donc ils ont fait du basket, j'ai suivi, puis voilà, c'était parti.
C'était une vocation depuis tout petit?
Tout petit, depuis 7 ans et demi.
Ah ouais, quand même.
Donc mes frères jouent au basket et moi j'ai continué. Et j'en faisais des matins, midi et soir.
Et aujourd'hui, si vous devez changer de métier, vous...
J'en changerai pas.
Vous changerez pas de métier?
Si, pour jouer au foot, pour gagner X argent.
D'accord, merci.
Ah,
d'accord, merci beaucoup.
Merci.
On remercie les trois basketteurs, Joe Burton, Bobby Walker et Drake Reed, et leur entraîneur adjoint, Sylvain Granchka. C'était les élèves du micro-lycée, à savoir Adrien, Angélique, Jean-Luc, Lucilia et Marine. Ce programme est à retrouver en podcast sur www.principactif.net. À bientôt.
Les émissions des quartiers.
C'était impressionnant quand même.